Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Hos a mitzvah achas konelo praklet echad, v'ha'over aver achas konelo kategor echad. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, when a person performs a mitzvah, he acquires for himself an advocate, a praklet echad, a melitz yosher, like Rashi says. When one commits a sin, however, one acquires for oneself an accuser. Thus, what we learn from this Mishnah is the power, the potency, the importance of mitzvos. There's a fascinating comment by Remeir Parshulan, Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov sends Malachim el Esav Achiv Arza Seir Sede Edom, says Rashi, who did Yaakov send? Malachim. And Rashi says those Malachim were Malachim Mamish, were real bona fide angels. Asks Remeir Parshulan, why did he send angels, special angels specifically? Why could Yaakov not have sent a friend, a neighbor, a defendant? Why is he sending malachim? And Rashi says, malachim mamish, real bona fide angels of the highest degree, says Remeir Parshulan, because when a person performs a mitzvah, it creates malachim, it creates a praklet, it creates an advocate, and thus Rashi says, malachim mamish, because mamish stands for mi mitzvah she'asa. That's mamish. Mi mitzvah she'asa. So Yaakov, in order to defend himself, to save himself, to protect himself, understood that it's his mitzvos that are going to protect him. Not a friend, not a neighbor, not a anybody, but dafka, the mitzvos that he performed. And that's what this Mishnah says, ha'otze mitzvah achas konelo praklet echad. You acquire for yourself an advocate. And the greatest advocate that Yaakov could send are the malachim, and the malachim that he created, that he built, that he erected through the mitzvos that he performed. Thus, Pshat in Rashi, says Remeir Parshulan, malachim mamish, malachim mi mitzvos she'asa, from the mitzvos that Yaakov Avinu did himself, and therefore that's the acronym for mamish, min maisim she'asa. However, I'd like to note something even more unique about this Mishnah. When you read the Mishnah carefully, you see it says, ha'osa mitzvah achas, one mitzvah. From this Mishnah, you see the importance of one mitzvah, and lo aleinu chaleila, one avera. And this, of course, is found and discussed both in the Rambam as well as in the Gemara, Mesachas Kiddushin. Daf Mem Mevez, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, Lo'olam yira atzmo kilu chetzio chaya v'chetzio zakai. A person should see himself as exactly equivalent, 50-50, that the scale is evenly tilt without going to the right or the left a bit. Says the Gemara in the Rambam Paskins, Ashrav shechriya atzmo l'kavzchus. If you're zochet to do one mitzvah, the most basic mitzvah, you put yourself into the portion of merit. Aver avera achas. However, if you transgress just one avera, oilo shiachrias atzvao lachav chova. So you see from here the power of one mitzvah. Zakai asa mitzvah achas. Just one mitzvah goes such a long way. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lefish Olam Nidon Acharubo, Vayachan Nidon Acharubo. Since the world, says the Gemara, is judged based upon majority, and the individual is based upon majority, Asa Mitzvah Achas Ashrav Shechriya Es Atzmo Es Kol Olam Kavzchos. You do one mitzvah. Praiseworthy is he because he tips the scale of the world and tips the scale of his own life in the right direction. However, Avar Aver Achas, if you transgress even but one sin, and the Gemara goes on to quote a pasuk to point this fact as well. Finally, the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon ben Rechai Omer, afilu tzadik gamur kol yamav, a person can be righteous his entire life, umarad ba'achrona, and rebels at the end, ibed es harishonos. He gives up on everything because the power, the portents, the potency, the success of one mitzvah is so enormous, is so crucial, is so critical, that even one mitzvah can turn you in the right direction. And thus, as we prepare for Elul, the Yom Nimraim, the Mei Hatshuva, we must reflect, we must remember the words of the Gemara and the words of the Rambam in Parak Gimel Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Daled. La'olam yira adam es atzmo kilu chatzio chaya v'chatzio zakai. Asa mitzvah achas, just one. Ashrav shiachriya atzmo kavzchos. the importance of one mitzvah is extremely powerful. But not only is it the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, but the Rambam in Perash HaMasnayis as well discusses the power, the potency, the importance of one mitzvah as well. The Rambam commenting on the last Mishnah, Maseches Makos, Rabbi Chanina ben Akash Omer, the Mishnah we're all very familiar with. Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach Hir Balhen Toro Mitzvos. The Mishnah teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvos, not one, not 10, not 100, not 200, 613 mitzvos. Frek the Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayis, the end of Maseches Makos. Why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvos? Could have given us one, two, 10, 100, but why 613 mitzvos? How could it be? Why is it necessary? So many. Listen to the words of the Rambam. I quote directly from the Perash of Mishnayis. Hine, says the Rambam, Ki ha-mitzvos bi-yosam harbe, because there are so many mitzvos, i-efshir shalo yas adam b'chayev, achas mehem al mitkunasa v'shleimosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvos in order to make sure that we could fulfill one mitzvah perfectly, properly, succinctly, exactingly. Ubasoso osa hamitzvah tichya nafsho b'oso maisa. Says the Rambam, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an enormous amount of mitzvah so that we could maybe perform but one mitzvah properly, with absolute kavana, with care, concern, pristinely, without any personal indication that I'm doing it for any other reason but for the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just one mitzvah, that's all we have to do. And that, he says, is the pshat in Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Yisrael. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. How did he give merit to the Jewish people? To give so many mitzvos, but it's not so that we could fulfill, perform, and do all the mitzvos half-baked, but rather that we could find one mitzvah and do that one mitzvah so well, so properly, so purely, so clearly, and that mitzvah will take us to Olam Haba. That's the pshat in the Mishnah, in Makos, in Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, and that's the pshat in this Mishnah, in Maseches Avos, Perek Dal, the Mishnah Yud Gimel, Ha'ose Mitzvah Achas, one mitzvah. Thus, the stress of this Mishnah is finding that one mitzvah. And the Rambam continues, in the Perush Mishnayis to Makos, quoting a fascinating Chazal. The Medrash says, Maisa, that takes place as follows. Mashashol Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, one of the 10 martyrs, the one of the Asara Hugim Malchus. Mani lechelam abba. Will I merit to enter the world to come? Veheshivo, and he was answered. Klum ba maisa liyatcha. Is there any maisa? Is there any one mitzvah that you performed? The Rambam explains the meaning of that passage. Klomer nizdami l'chalasos mitzvah kehogen. Did you do one mitzvah properly, but one? Not 10, not 20, not 100, not 400, not 613. But is there one mitzvah out of those 613 mitzvahs that you did well? Hey Shivu. Ki nizdamna lo mitzvah tztaka. It came to him, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan said, the mitzvah of tztakah. He was zocha to have the merit of the mitzvah of tztakah come his way. Al derech shleimos kechomav she'efshar, and he believed Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan that he performed that mitzvah with alacrity, with precision. V'zocha lechayal maba, and he was zocha to enter the world of kam. Thus, from this Mishnah, what emerges is that a person should find a mitzvah. There are certain people who connect with one particular mitzvah. It's their mitzvah. It's Talmud Torah, it's Tefillah, it's Bikur Cholim, it's Hachnasas Kala, it's Nicham Aveilim, it's the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. Whatever it is, there's certain people that connect. Their neshama connects them with that one mitzvah. And that mitzvah is your mitzvah. Look for it, search for it, find it. Of course, that doesn't mean that we have to not do any other mitzvah. We forget about the mitzvah sase, we forget about the mitzvah lo sase. Chalil alayna, we perform all the mitzvahs. That's a requirement. That's a chiyuv. That's the halacha. We have to perform all tayyag mitzvahs. But nonetheless, at the same time, a person should try to find that one mitzvah for two reasons. Number one, as the Gemara says, and as the Rambam paskins in Kiddushin and in Hilchos Tshuva, Daf Mem Mabez, that one mitzvah can achria you and the world to kaschos. You have the ability with your one mitzvah to tilt the scale in the right way and to be zochet to Olam Hazah, to be zochet to another year. One mitzvah, ha'osa mitzvah achas. And number two, it's so important because if you find that one mitzvah, it becomes yours. It's your bumper plate. It's your license. It defines you. It's your hashtag. Your mitzvah. My mitzvah. That's who I am. And for everybody, it's something else. Yes, we perform all the mitzvahs of Hashem. But ha'osa mitzvah achas. And therefore, the Mishnah stresses that word, mitzvah achas. And chalila ha'over avera achas. We should never belittle the minority, the minutia, the small, the details. Dot the I's and cross the T's. It's not about quantity. It's about quality, says the Rambam. That one mitzvah, that's the mitzvah that we must run after. Have a wonderful day.